It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already March 16th and 17th, halfway through March. Weather is getting a little better, but you know, probably historically, there's actually more snow in March than in December, so maybe we're not quite out of the woods. But the running season is in full force. Last weekend, March 9th, we had a great race on the NHTI campus, the Spring Ahead race. And, of course, all of our clocks last week have been pushed forward an hour. So we had a great turnout. And then today, March 16th, if you're listening to this on Saturday, if you can make it over to 2 Delta, right across the bridge from the NHTI campus, you can do Beth Conley's race, which raises money for Dana-Farber. And that race time is 10 o'clock. And if you did the race on March 9th, and you do the race on March 16th, you can get a Patriots championship hat. But you have to have done both races. And on the subject of racing, we also are the major sponsor of the Winter Wild Series, which continues this weekend and next. And that's quite a series. Last weekend it was at Waterville Valley. And basically running up down the mountain, and in my case, more or less a fast-paced hike, more sometimes a slow hike. But on the subject of racing, this weekend with me is Joe Casper. Joe is the chair of the Concord Area Chamber of Commerce, but he actually does work for Northeast Delta Dental from time to time, right, Joe?
Absolutely, Tom.
He keeps our facilities pristine. He is also responsible for all of the insurances that we need around the campus, and I think everybody would agree that the buildings are pristine. It's hard to believe, Joe, that basically One Delta opened up in 1998. Most people think it's only been a few years, but it's actually been 20, and then a short time thereafter, Two Delta. So thank you for doing a great job for us. But we're here this weekend to talk about the Capital Area Race Series, which really was started in 2005 by Coach Segros at NHTI, who also teaches at NHTI, and Tom Walton, who coached for many years at Concord, at Pittsfield, and then, of course, Coach of the Year at NHTI. He's been not doing it the last 2 years, but Perry has continued on. But back in 2005, they had this vision of a race series which would meet the needs of kind of both stakeholders, recreational runners like myself, and then the elite runner. So it's been going on since 2005, and it's actually, we've been the presenting sponsor, you know, for many years. Since actually, Joe, our marketing people are going to kill us if we don't say this, but it's actually the Northeast Delta Dental Capital Area Race Series.
Absolutely, and it's hard to believe it's 14 years.
Yeah, it's amazing. So I think what I'd like you to do is review the different races starting in Gilmington, which is right away next week. And one thing we did for our runners, running friends, it's actually a week earlier than normal because what we're trying to do is stay away from the Shamrock race, which is the following week. So we did want to sort of diffuse our resources, and it starts then. It goes all the way through July. But before we get into the specifics, I think it's very important for the listening audience to know, Joe, all the work that you put into organizing the race directors. It just this doesn't happen. Basically, race directors, you know, meet with us frequently. By the way, the website is runcarsnh.com. So tell us about the process, and then we'll get into the specifics.
The process begins actually just about as soon as we end the last race, which is the Canterbury Woodchuck Classic that happens this year on July 27th. We meet the following month in August and start planning for the next season to happen, because we have it all organized by the time we get just before Thanksgiving, so we can get all the all these rack cards out and get information to you folks, because we do have early bird registrations, and the early bird discounts are for the first 50 signups. And we usually open up the website that Monday of Thanksgiving week. So if you're looking for a deal, normally we charge $150. You can get it for $135. And it works out really well, but there's a lot of prep and planning that goes into the race to make sure that we have, you know, all the race directors come together three or four times. We make sure that the races are lined up. We've got all the emergency personnel and all the backgrounds are taken care of. We make sure that the website is set up. And we've got, every year we keep adding one or two different things. But, you know, for $150, you can enter eight races in and around the capital area. And this is for 18 and older. If you're under 18, it's only $135. And we haven't raised that price for the past 4 years. It's only $18.75 per race. So I don't know too many races where you can get in for much under $20, let alone $30, $35. And if you're under 18, it's only $16.87 per race. Now, the neat thing about the Capital Area Race Series over the years is that we expanded it. We started off with, a half a dozen races. Then we went, asked us, you know, we want something a little more challenging. And after we complete every race series, we send out a survey to all the participants, and we ask what you liked about the series, what you'd like to see improved. And one of the things that came up a couple of years ago was that the folks wanted to have something to challenge those people that entered the Northeast Delta Dental Capital Area Race Series. So we added in the Capital City Classic 10K and the Bill Luty 5-miler races. And what that did for us was that gave folks a stretch, because what's neat about this race series is most of them are 5K races. So it's 3.1 miles. And I've noticed over the years that I've been announcing these races that it's become more of a family event than anything else. We have runners who are as young as 5 years old running 3.1 miles. And some of those kids have some fast legs, let me tell you. We've had some kids come in on second place overall. So it's amazing the young runners that we have. And even the Spring Ahead 5K that was last week, we had some really young runners, and the moms and dads are getting them down there at 3 and 4 years old running with them. And the kids are still happy coming across the finish line, which is amazing. It just goes to show you all the energy that young people have. And these are our future runners coming in.
So I think what the point there is a great point, which is we really want to get the pipeline of future runners. And the other point, the other overarching point there is that, yes, this can be a series for elite runners who are really, really fast, but it can also be family, recreational, and all of the races have a walk component as well. And
they
keep in mind,
do.
And we'll get into this, but there's eight races, five count in terms of your scoring. So even if you felt you weren't able to do the 10K or the Canterbury Shaker Village Cross Country, you can still do five races and get scored and be competitive. And if you do six races, you actually get a participation prize.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's really cool. So let's start with the bookends, and then we'll get into the middle
sure.
of the sandwich. So Gilmanton starts next Saturday, March 23rd at 10 a.m. And of course, it ends with one heck of a hill. So let's start there, and then of course, then we end the series with the Wichita Classic, which is very similar topography.
Sure. So in the eight races, as you just mentioned, Tom, Gilmington gets underway next Saturday on March 23rd. It's a 10 o'clock race right in the center of Gilmington. The next race after that is going to be on Saturday, April 6th. This is the SEA 5K road race, and all of these 5Ks also have a fitness walk involved with them. That's going to be Saturday, April 6th, up at the Heights up in Concord, up in the State Office Park. That gets underway at 10 o'clock. Neat thing about that is that after you've exercised those legs in Gilmington up and down the hills, the SEA is pretty much a flat 5K. So if you're looking to just get out there and have a good run or a great walk, that's the SEA 5K.
And traditionally, that's where a lot of walkers attend and participate. Now, every one of our races has it, but the big one that kind of started us along that path was the SCA. And as Joe says, it's flat. It isn't necessarily your PB, your personal best, because there's a lot of turns, but there's definitely fast and a great place for walkers to participate.
Absolutely. And then, you know, a couple of weeks after that, it's going to be Friday, April 19th. This is a Friday night race. It's at 6 o'clock. And this is the NHTI Delta Dental 5K road race. And if you ran the Spring Ahead race, it's the exact same course, that we're using at the NHTI Delta Dental 5K. It's a double loop course around the NHTI campus. It's a really festive event. Paul Hogan and his crew put on a great event. There's a it's like a big expo inside. There's all kinds of vendors, all kinds of food and everything else for that race. And then right after that, on Mother's Day weekend, comes the Canterbury Shaker Village Cross Country 5K and Walk. And this is on Saturday, May 11th. It's up at Shaker Village. It's a beautiful place to run. And this is a true cross-country race. I mean, you are not running on pavement. You are running in fields. So there's divots and holes and everything else. And you also have a cheering crowd because the cows are watching you from the sidelines.
Okay, so what Joe's referencing is several years ago, and I never let people forget, but some of the elite runners were going so fast that it scared the cows. And there was literally a cow stampede, but no one was hurt. Cows were safe as well. We got that all under control. And it's important that we reference this. So those of you that are true cross-country runners, it's an absolutely beautiful course. And some of us, I know some of my best racing has occurred there. But I also know that for some others, because of whether vision reasons or others, cross-country may not be for you. So we just want to be upfront about that. Mm-hmm. But again, you can miss up to three races and still be competitive in your age group and for overall. And by the way, since you mentioned Paul Hogan, who does a great job with our team for the Friday night race, and that's the only race that's not on the weekend, Paul just recently won his 600th career basketball game, and there are only two other coaches in New Hampshire that have made it to that, so kudos to Paul. Let's talk about the Over the River and Through the Woods, and then we'll go to break.
The Over the River and Through the Woods is happening on Saturday, June 8th at 10 o'clock at Northeast Delta Dental, right at 1 Delta Drive. And this is a combination cross-country and pavement race. We actually go across the Merrimack River, go parallel with 93. We go through the Forest Society, which is your cross-country piece, and then back into Northeast Delta Dental. It's a great time. Things are warming up, well warm up at that point. It's a fun day. And that's race number 5, Over the River and Through the Woods.
Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio with Joe Casper. This weekend, March 16th and 17th, and if you're listening to this on Saturday, March 16th, there's still time to go over to 2 Delta at the Northeast Delta Dental Campus. There's a race at 10 o'clock put on by Beth Conley, and it raises money for Dana-Farber. Mm-hmm. And if you did the race on the 9th, which Joe mentioned before commercial break, the Spring Ahead race, and do March 16th race, you will get a championship, you know, Patriots hat as further incentive. So we were up to race number 5 of the 8 race series in the Capua race series, and that was the Over the River and Through the Woods. And then we go to the Capital City Classic. So let's talk about that.
Capital City Classic 10K. Now, up to this point, these have all been 5K races with a fitness walk. It's a 3.1 mile race. But then we come into the Capital City Classic 10K. And this is being put on by Runners Alley. The neat thing about this is this happens during market days in downtown Concord. And this is an 8 a.m. race. So we get started early. It starts on Saturday, June 22nd, right downtown. It starts right in front of the Capitol. This is a pavement race. You're running up and down the hills in Concord for this 10K race. And it's an exciting time because you're in the middle of market days. This race happens before market days opens up on that Saturday. So by the time the race completes and we get through the awards and the prizes and everything else, market days is open downtown. So you've got downtown. You can walk through downtown, check out all the vendors that are there. There are hundreds of vendors that are there. And this is a stretch race. This is a 10K race. So it's here again, it's 6.2 miles, and you're really exercising the legs going up and down the hills of Concord. And then following that, about a month later, is the Bill Lutie 5-miler. And this is a 5-mile race that starts and ends at Memorial Field in Concord. It starts at 9 o'clock in the morning. And that is a very highly attended race. Of course, Bill Lutie was a longtime coach with Concord High School.
Both boys and girls, and yeah, many, many championships. And Bill will be there, as he normally is, with some of his family members. And, of course, Joe, you'll be remiss if you did not mention that post-race, the hot dogs.
We have hot dogs. This is a race that I'm cooking hot dogs instead of announcing, but when you're done with that race in the morning, even though you think it's early in the morning, after you've worked up an appetite, you come on over to the Delta Dental tent, and we're out there giving away free hot dogs that morning.
And that's like been a tradition. And believe it or not, runners are eating hot dogs after the race. And that's Saturday, July 20th. And yes, it's always hot that day, no matter how you slice
it. Right smack dab in the middle of summer. And, you know, the following weekend after that is July 27th. That's our final race of the series. And that's the Canterbury Woodchuck Classic 5K. Here again, it starts at the elementary school in Canterbury, ends up just about downtown. And, of course, they've got Old Home Days going on. So it's very similar to Market Days in Concord, and it's an old-fashioned country fair. That completes the series. There's usually, for prizes, there's usually maple syrup that's given out at the Canterbury Woodchuck Classic. And we also award the prizes for the Capital Area Race Series. We have over $1,500 in prize money that we give out to the top runners. And this year, we've got something special that we've decided to put into play, and that is team competition among cars races. And this is something brand new this year that if you have an opportunity to sign up a team, there's $1,000 in prize money. There's $500 for the top team finisher, $300 for the second place, and $200 for the third place finisher. This is all cash money that will be given up. Now, there's a few things you have to know about the team competition. First of all, you have to have a minimum of three finishes in order to score at each race, and each of these finishes have to be registered for the series. So you can't just come in for one race and run or pick another race and run. You have to be registered for the series.
So pause there for a second. Yeah. So obviously many people have already been pre-registered mm-hmm. through the incentives and all the emails they get from me, but technically you can sign up for the series right up to the start of the SEA race, correct?
That's correct. And the thing is with the team competition, they extended an additional race. So it's it goes until you can do that at the start of the Canterbury Shake of Village. You can register for your team. So, the Northeast Delta Dental 5K. So it's at the end, at the beginning of the third race versus the second. So you have a little bit of time to register your team.
But many teams have already been formulated mm-hmm. already.
We've got over a dozen teams registered.
That's awesome. That's mm-hmm. great. And again, this is Joe had mentioned before the break. You know, we do read all the surveys, and for a few years, people have been sort of opining about getting team competition.
Oh, yeah.
But we wanted to do it right, and wanted to make sure we got the scoring down. I also want to elucidate a little bit on the day of the Canterbury Woodchuck Classic, and Joe is correct. We do the awards to the top finishers, the cash awards. Hopefully within a month after July 27th, those of you that were fortunate enough to be top three in different categories, you would get the certificate from us. The overall winners, and that's much more easy to calculate right after the race, will get their cash prizes right there.
That's right. And 43 Degrees North is the sponsor of the Team Cup competition. And what's nice is that you are going to have a cup that, if you're the top finisher, you're going to be able to take the cup back with you and keep that for a year until the next winner is announced. Your name will be on a perpetual plaque on that trophy. And then you get a plaque at the end of that 1 year that you can hang up on the wall once you give the cup back as a memorial of the winning that race. So this is something that's brand new. It's going to be great. Here again, cash prizes. And if you get onto runcarsnh.com, you'll see the nine different requirements for registering a team for the 43 Degree North Team Cup competition, which is something that's going to be, I think, a fun competition in this year's races.
And since Joe just mentioned one of our key sponsors, obviously Northeast Delta Dental is the presenting sponsor, but we also have Grupponi has been a silver sponsor for years as well as Runner's Alley. So there are a lot of it takes a village, no pun
it
intended,
certainly does.
To put this. And I wasn't talking about the Canterbury Shaker mm-hmm. Village, but it does take a village. Because if you think of it, we need these financial sponsors, then we need a bevy of volunteers, and then we need all the race directors willing to go to mm-hmm. Joe's planning meetings, put out the minutes. And Joe mentioned the website runcarsnh.com. Well, that is where you would get the information and where you are with the standings. You'll also get a plethora of emails from me. And I always remind people that because your top five races count, I mean, you possibly could be in the lead after five races, but if your key competitor hasn't done his or her fifth race, they have the 6th, 7th, and 8th race. So you always have to be careful mm-hmm. when you're looking at those standings. But we try to keep you apprised of where you are so you can, if that's important to you. But for many people, I certainly put myself in this category now. It's just a matter of participation and camaraderie. And if you do participate in 6, you get the participation prize. So are you able to reveal what that is this year, or is this going to be a surprise, Joe?
Well, I will tell you, there'll be another clothing item again. Folks really like the clothing items. They're high-quality items. Runner's Alley works with their vendors to help us produce a high-quality prize that folks enjoy wearing for multiple seasons throughout the year. And that's going to have, typically for the past couple of years, and that'll occur again this year, is that usually within a week or two after the last race, which is the Canterbury Woodchuck Classic, you can pick your prize up. They have a party over at Runner's Alley where you can pick up your prize. And the other thing is that's neat about this series is that for all the races, Akasa Massage provides massage for you. So if you're getting cramps in the legs or things like that, they can massage that out. And this year, 43 Degrees North is going to have folks there where they'll do stretching before and after the race, which of course is key if you're a runner, to stretch out those muscles so you don't get those leg cramps and those type of things. But here again, if you're a participant, even a walker, nothing like a great massage after a nice walk to ease those muscles.
So again, that just kind of shows you we have all the trappings. We have the timing is professionally timed and a course, but we have all the marketing. And the other thing I think is really important, each one of these races, the funds, both in terms of the funds that the race director gets from being a member of the Capoeira Race Series, but also the individual, you know, fundraising that they're doing and the individual registration fees for people that do that particular race, but not necessarily the whole series, they're all going to great charities.
They're all going to great charities. You know, the nice thing about this whole series, it's really a fun family event. And if you register for the series, you develop new friends that you're going to meet at all of these races. It's a friendly, fun time. Folks are out there getting some great exercise, staying healthy. And this is just a nice, fun, affordable race series. Like I said, it's under $20 to register for 8 races. And some of these are, you know, you've got the 10K, the 5-miler. But there's all kinds of things that go on after the races that the race directors put on for the folks to show their appreciation. And here, as you mentioned, Tom, all this money that's raised goes to great charities.
And each one of the races has usually their own either T-shirt or item that they're giving out. And each one of the races, Joe and I were commenting offline, has a really cool logo that's representative of the race. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, is the overall logo of the Capoeira Race Series. So the website is runcarsnh.com. First race is next weekend at Gilmington, the home of Peyton Place, Saturday, March 23rd, and then the next one after that is April 6th. And as Joe said, we've positioned these races. So basically there's the races in March, then we have a couple of races in April, a race in May, 2 races in June, and 2 races in July. So you definitely build up that camaraderie. And Joe, just a public shout out for thank you not only for announcing these races. I know you don't do the one for Bill Lutie, but just all the different organizational skills that you've brought to the table, because I know that when I talk to runners, they appreciate the professionalism, camaraderie.
Thank you.
Yep. So again, the website is runcarsnh.com. First race March 23rd. If you're listening to this today on March 16th, run down to 2 Delta and you can get Beth Conley's race.